If you are a veteran and have filed a VA disability claim, have been denied, have received a low rating, or you're unsure of how to get started, reach out to us. Go to docontheroad.com, linked in our show notes, and take advantage of a free VA claims discovery call. Learn what you've been missing so you can finally get the disability rating and compensation you deserve.
Hello, my brothers and sisters, Uniform. Yes, it's time again for Doc on the Road. Now, as I've been traveling and meeting up with people and stuff like that, I also do a lot of stuff later at night where I'm checking out other podcasts, checking out different things that seem to be going as a major topic across the board. And I wanted to talk about something and hopefully inspire you not to fall into the trap. This what I call clickbait. They put up these wild things for you to actually click onto their site because they're saying something's wrong with the VA or something is about to happen at the VA and it's going to make it much tougher for you to get your claim across. And then when you get in there, you find out it's just the re-old hashing of old information that has been duplicated and duplicated. So there's really no urgency to worry about what's going on with the VA. Now, again, throughout all five seasons that I've done here, I've actually talked about don't become negative. Don't feed into that negativity. And that's exactly what that does. Because most veterans, if they see that, they won't even spend their time with it. So they'll go ahead and say, I didn't do anything for my VA rating. I didn't do any claims. I didn't do anything like that. And now they've made it impossible. So, of course, that just spreads that negativity longer and longer and more and more. Don't fall into this trap. When you do hear stuff from certain individuals out there that are doing shows like this or a little bit different than this, don't get caught up in a whole thing about where they're saying this is happening and this is unfair. Don't get caught up in that because it's not exactly true. And then when you get into the meat and potatoes of the whole conversation, you find out that, no, they're just reiterating old information and almost like a used tire type of thing. It's almost like that approach that like a used car salesman would say, hey, you better get down here now. I've got seven people looking at this car that you wanted to buy. It's the same type of thing. Don't fall into it. But now going forward, know that, again, I can't stress more about this type of situation with strategies, educating yourself on the condition that you're wanting to talk about with the VA and wanting to go ahead and be recognized for. And then you also got to make sure that you get the medical evidence. There is one thing that I mentioned seasons back about VA claims, or not just VA claims, but also My Healthy Vet. You can go on to My Healthy Vet if you have an account. If you don't have an account, go get an account. Usually they're right there at the beginning. I know in Richmond, they're right there. As soon as you walk in, you'll see a booth that has a number of computers there and somebody saying, hey, sign up for, now I don't know if that's like that with all VAs, but I know it is there in Richmond, Virginia. And you can go there, sign up for My Healthy Vet, start building your medical evidence there at the VA. You can also download medical evidence, or the easiest way to do it is get medical evidence from a private provider and make sure that you've got a copy of it that you can just hand to them and say, I want this in my medical file. That's the easiest way to do it. But I think you can download also medical files and stuff like that that go ahead and help out when you go talk to your primary care about the issues that you're concerned about, the issues that you want to go ahead and start building towards the situation of maybe even going for a claim. My Healthy Vet is extremely useful. I still use it. I will still send messages to my primary care or any other of the specialty doctors that I've talked to about progress that I'm having or situations that may have been getting worse, stuff like that. That will cue them to actually get back with you and maybe even ask questions right there. Is the pain becoming increasingly worse, or your range of motion, is that worse now? Questions like that are great, because when you answer them, that's all in your medical file and it's all right there for someone to take a look at. Say you do go for a claim. Before I go any further, if you are looking to get with a coach, build a strategy, get educated a little bit, come to VA Claims Insider. You can actually tap right there in my show notes. There's a little button there that you just tap, and that'll get the ball rolling for you. You'll talk to somebody that will actually get you signed up, explain a little bit more about what we do here at VA Claims Insider, and also go ahead and get you on the right path and get you assigned to a coach. That will always help out in the long run, because you're going to be able to explain to that coach what you're going through and why you think that you deserve this. Because all of us have these situations that popped up after service, but also there's a lot of things too that during service create other things that pop up after service. Don't let the clickbait artist, is what I kind of call them, talk you out of this. Go ahead and get with a coach, build that strategy, build your knowledge of everything, and go ahead and start building up that medical evidence showing how bad the current situation is. And also, if there's any, say, diagnoses or anything like that that you have received over the years, go ahead and update that through My Healthy Vet, getting with a doctor, getting with a specialist, and getting further along in the path so you actually have some older information right there with some brand new information. That'll make it a lot easier for anybody that's looking through your file if they need to go ahead if you're going for a claim. Like I said, My Healthy Vet is one of the best tools that the VA has given us to where we can stay in touch no matter where we're at. If I decided that I needed to send a message to my doctor tonight, I could do it. And that would go all the way back to my VA back in Richmond, Virginia. But yet here I am in Texas. So go ahead and try to do that. Get on with that. That is one of the tools that will actually help you a lot. Also, when you're doing that, make sure that you're educating yourself. Learn about that condition. Learn about the symptoms, and also learn about how it's rated. A lot of people make a lot of mistakes because they say it's gotten worse, but when they look at the rating, it's still going to be the same what they've already got, or there's not going to be an increase because the symptoms haven't gotten that severe over time. So make sure that you're doing that and making sure that you're staying aboard on that. But the number one thing that I wanted to get across to you guys, don't let someone talk you out of this. Don't let someone go ahead and come up with something that actually scares you and shies you away from actually following through with this. You earned this. You wore that uniform with pride. And let's go ahead and make sure that we get you in the right spot. Make sure that you're doing exactly what you need to do to become educated on the whole process. Love you guys. Hope you guys are having a great one. Now we're coming close to the end of season 5. And I know as I do this and it becomes more and more, there's also the thought that maybe would be time for someone else to step up and start doing a podcast like this that would give you even more information. Somebody that might be a little bit not so long in the tooth, as some people would say. Get ready that there could be a change coming. There could be a situation that would be beneficial to take this another step above. And I think that's pretty cool that we're in that kind of situation where we could actually do that. But again, we're coming close to the end of the season, and I will definitely be on the lookout for little messages that you guys send me back and forth. So love you guys. Hope you have a great one. This is Doc out.
The VA claims process is a pain. Many veterans struggle for years trying to increase their ratings or even getting rated at all. Most are not getting the compensation they deserve. Here at VA Claims Insider, we've supported and educated more than 25,000 veterans to win their claims and increase their rating. Now it's your turn. Schedule your free VA claim discovery call today by going to docontheroad.com, linked in our show notes. You'll learn what gaps you need to fill and how to increase your rating.